I think we've proved a lot of people wrong. I think at one stage we were 1-10 to get relegated or promote or stay in the league, whatever it was. So it was massive odds against us to do it. But you know, they've worked really hard and they've gelled together. And as you've seen today, that you know they've played, I think, a very very attractive game of football.
Winner came from the spot, but to be honest, you deserve the victory. And I thought Bolasie was the best player on the pitch.
Yeah, the Punchin and Bolasie have been excellent for us, but the rest of the team as well have been you know, fantastic. And the group is a good group. Even the players outside the group have been very supportive of the group. And even today, you know, we've brought everybody there in the dressing room before we kick off, you know, talking about can we get the fifth one. So, yeah, it's good spirit.
Was there any difficulty in Millie Yednak taking the penalty, being Australian, and the fact that Dylan Tombidis had passed away in the last 24 hours?
I'm not sure. You'd have to speak to Millie.
Okay. And what about the actual victory itself? It takes you on to 43 points. You're now mathematically safe, so you can now enjoy the last three games of the season. One of them is against Liverpool.
No, well, the other one against Man City. The two home games, Man City and Liverpool. So we needed to get points before we come up against those two clubs. And the last game is at Fulham. So, you know, that might have a bearing. I'm not sure how that result went today. So, you know, they're three very, very tough games for us. But, you know, we're safe and, you know, we can relax a little bit now.
Last one from me. You achieved a lot at Stoke. You've achieved a lot throughout your managerial career. But because of the squad you inherited, because of the position they were in, is this your best achievement in management?
Well, it'll be up there, but, you know, you don't look while you're doing it. I think maybe in a few years' time, you know, when you're pushing me around in a wheelchair on that beach of mine, then, you know, I'll talk to you about it then.
That said, you're making history now, Tony, aren't you? Five straight wins, their best ever run in the top flight. You're getting a reputation now for making history with unfashionable clubs.
Yeah, you know, but it's a good club as well. It's a smashing club. There's good people there. And the supporters, as you've seen again today, are absolutely wonderful.
Another 3,000 there today, and at Sohurst Park they make the most incredible racket. Have they been worth an extra goal or two this season?
Without them we wouldn't have stayed up, for a question of a doubt, and that is, you know, they've backed the players when we've been losing. They've still got behind the players. There's been no animosity or no negativity at all. They've really, really got behind, and as I've said, we've become, you know, the football team has become part of the community. The community has become part of the football team, which is what you want.
You sense that's important to you, Tony, doesn't it? Having a football club that's right at the heart of the community.
Well, I do. And I think the more you embrace the community, the more you embrace the supporters who come and watch you, you know, the better spirit and togetherness you'll get. And that has shown, you know, here again today.